guys and gals, this is Thunder Locust 3 and welcome to another episode of my podcast. And today is the very first episode for the month of November. I actually wanted to talk about this after I watched the movie. However, personal life intervened and just today is when I managed to talk about this. So it is released a bit late in my country. It is released like 4 days after it has been shown in US, and it's more of the work. That's why I only got to watch it last November 5. It's November 5. So overall, what do I think about the movie? What do I think about the 5 minutes at Freddy's movie? If I'm gonna give it a score, I would give it around 8.5 at the best. Overall, the story is good. The screenwriting is well done. Second is the way that the movie approaches the characters. They give it a different spin, which is nice. I'll just say it. It is nice. If the movie is gonna be used for like a platform for the next games, that would be fine. However, it's best to keep the movie away from the game itself, since the game is just too convoluted. The book is already added to the main storyline, and Scott is, I believe, during the interview. If I'll try to find the article if I can, but Matt Pat from Game Theory said that it's kind of a retelling of the story of Five Nights at Freddy's. Five kids were killed in the pizzeria. Their bodies were stuffed in the animatronic suits. The opening credit scene is well done. It showed how the five kids were taken, and it shows how the main antagonist, William Afton, was the mastermind behind the missing kids. The jump scares, why is it too few? I would have loved a few more jump scares sprinkled in. Balloon Boy jump scares is a very welcoming sight. I love it so much, by the way. Also, the cameos. Matt Pat from Game Theory, a very nice addition. I would love to see Matt Pat further down the line having a more significant role. For Corey X Kenshin, I haven't really watched some of his videos, but the way he portrayed himself in the movie as a cab driver, well done to Corey X Kenshin too. It shows how much stuff that that Scott Cawthon actually loves his community. Next would be the way Vanessa was portrayed. I love it. Although there were kind of questionable mood swings, maybe we can try and avoid those unnecessary mood swings in the future, Scott. I'm not sure if you're gonna be listening to this, but give a much more concrete push of why is it happening in that way. Next is I'm currently scrolling through my brain about the movie. Next is how I love how Abby and the animatronics treat each other. If everyone remembers, they are still kids trapped inside those animatronic suits. We cannot really blame them if they act from Five Nights at Freddy's 1. They get a little quirky at times. We cannot blame them, they're still kids. Next would be the appearance of Golden Freddy. I wish we have seen more Golden Fredbear, but you know, it's just a wish. It might happen next game, since it might happen in the next movie, sorry. since Golden Freddy is a much more prominent character in that game series, Five Nights at Freddy's 2, maybe Scott will push forward the Golden Freddy more on the second movie. Next, the criticism that I actually wanted to cover. First and foremost, it's more of the, what they call this, bulletin board. I still don't know why that works or what kind of magic it has, but again, I wish they fleshed out the bulletin board more. It's showing that William Afton has control over the kids. We don't know how Abby knows about that the bulletin board has that power. It wasn't shown in the movie, where it wasn't given even a hint. If there was a hint that this bulletin board seems like to be connected to the kids, that would have been much better than Vanessa vaguely saying that William Afton has control over the kids. It's very questionable on how Abby actually solved that puzzle. Next is a lot of, what they call this, twists and turns. Like the one where the, I mean, sure, if Vanessa saw that, what they call this, Abby was hurt because of touching Bonnie's guitar, maybe just a warning, not the immense, as I have said earlier, not the immense, well, if I see you again here, I will shoot, I will be forced to shoot, if I see Abby again here, I will be forced to shoot you. It's like, why that immense turn? Why not just warn Abby next time and see? Maybe because there are moments that just a bit more talking would have been much better. Another one is the off-screen deaths. Yes, it is R13. Still, I hope there is a bit more gore as the other people said. But in relation to the games, the gore is enough. I actually like the bite that has happened to one of the characters. Another one with the Midnight Motorist shirt being mauled to death by the freaking cupcake. Next is, I believe it was Bonnie in the closet. I just wish that it would flicker, the light would flicker. Show Bonnie, just suddenly show Bonnie, then turn off. Then when Bonnie was killed, is, you know, ending the guy, then that is when the lights would work. It would give much more ominous setting in the supply closet and is much better. Next is just the overall way their aunt has, what they call this, has acted. Very questionable again. Like, if Abby is really just for money, then she should have either found a much more pushy way of doing it, or maybe, just maybe, not attack the pizzeria at morning when Mike has already left the premises. And also, Vanessa should not blame Mike for all of what has happened on the morning, because it's out of Mike's hand. Mike is already off the shift. It shouldn't be his problem. That's just how I see it. But I actually like how Mike cleaned up the place after the break-in. He actually did his best to sweep up everything. I also love the corpses when Mike was about to be... I'm not sure if it's gonna be like placed in an animatronic suit or his face be mauled by the Freddy face mask. If that's the case, the The fate of the original security guard, we didn't know. I wish there was like a hint of where that security guard was. But again, overall, movie itself, very good. 8.5 out of 10. I'm sure Scott Cawthon is listening to his critics, because that is how he actually made the games much better. He listened to his critics. He told them that if you want this, I can do this a bit better than before, and we can see how successful his games are. And he also has a book. Now he also has a movie, maybe TV show, perhaps. I'm not sure. Let's hope not. But overall, again, Five Nights at Freddy's movie, it's a very good show. If you're a fan, if you're not a fan, you would be confused. However, there is a lot of resources over in YouTube, over in the internet, where they will be talking. Where they are talking about the lore of Five Nights, and you can skim over that, you can listen over that, and it should give you some semblance of idea about it. For the critics, I just want to say the movie is not made for you, the same way that the Super Mario Brothers movie is not made for you. It is made for the fans of the series. It is made for the people who actually enjoyed the games. But overall, that's it. Thank you much for listening. Maybe within November, I will be uploading another episode. I'm not sure yet. But this is Thunder Dogs 3 temporarily signing off.